teleconference are from the University of Southern California, Coach Clay Helton, and from the Ohio State University, Head Coach Urban Meyer. Just one quick matchup note. This marks the Trojans' first visit to the Classic since 1995 and only the second time in history. And basically the same for Ohio State. This will be the Buckeyes' first Cotton Bowl visit since the 1987 Classic and only the second time ever as well. Well, let's start with USC and Coach Helton. Congratulations to you and the Trojans for winning the Pac-12 Conference Championship, and we'll ask for your thoughts as you begin preparations for the Goodyear Cotton Bowl.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. We're very excited and honored to have the opportunity to be a part of the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. It's been an exciting year for our football team, and can't think of a better way to celebrate this season than having the chance to be in the great city of Dallas and be a part of this historic bowl. And what a great matchup it is. USC and Ohio State, two great programs coming together to compete. Congratulations to Coach Meyer and to Ohio State on their Big Ten championship win. They've had a terrific season, having a lot of West Coast evening games. We've had the chance to watch several of the games that they played in, and you can see how well-coached and how talented they are. Our players and our Trojan family are excited for this opportunity, and we look forward to being down there on December 29th.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Let's go to Coach Meyer. We'll extend our congratulations to you and the Buckeyes for winning the Big Ten championship and ask for your thoughts as you and your staff begin putting the wheels in motion to head to North Texas. Coach Meyer, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay.
We were excited when we first found out a couple hours ago that we're heading to Dallas. We had a great experience there a couple of years ago for the national championship game. I was actually on the Ohio State staff in 1987 when we played Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl. It's a great city. We also look forward to playing USC, a tradition-rich program, and an excellent coach in Clay Helton. And I do agree with you that this will be one of the great matchups of the bowl season, and we're honored to represent the Big Ten Conference.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Let's turn things back to Joanne, our operator, who will poll the media for questions for about the next 15 minutes. Joanne, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Fish. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Nicole Auerbach from The Athletics. Your line is now open.
Hey, Clay, this is for you. You know, I was just wondering, as you look at the four-team playoff field, what you felt maybe it was about your resume that your team was further away from consideration than other conference champions and two-loss teams?
You know, I think all the teams that were in that final 10 that you look at are terrific football teams. I think the committee had a very hard decision-making process. We're proud of the resume that we put together with our strength of schedule, being a conference champion, finishing an extremely hard, strong season in November, winning five straight conference games, as well as a conference championship game against a good Stanford football team. And you put your best resume out there, and then the committee, you know, chooses who they're going to select in those spots. It's a hard job for them. It's our job as coaches and as a football team to try to produce the best resume and see where it falls.
And do I have another question? No.
Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Bill Rabinowitz from Columbus Dispatch. Your line is now open.
Yes, and this is for Clay as well. A generation ago, Ohio State playing USC in the Rose Bowl would have been the highlight of the season. Obviously, there's some disappointment with not getting into the college football playoff. For you, how special is this matchup?
Oh, it's extremely special for our team, as well as our fan base. This is a classic matchup between two legendary programs, and to have the opportunity to compete against an Ohio State, to have the opportunity to be on the same field as a Coach Meyer, It's one of those things you dream about when you grow up and you're a young football coach. And to be here at USC, to be coming to an historic bowl like the Cotton Bowl and playing in Ohio State, you can't help but being excited. So we look forward to being down there on the 29th, and it should be a great show.
What are your impressions of Ohio State?
What jumps off the page is just how well-balanced they are, both offensively and defensively. It should be a great matchup. I'm a quarterback coach by trade, so I'm a huge fan of JT Barrett. And that matchup between JT and Sam is going to be something that's really fun to watch. But you look at not only one of the top 10 offenses in the country, but they also have one of the top 10 defense. They're just a very well-coached football team across the board. That running game right now with J.K. and Mike, healthy Mike Weber, that balance between the passing game and the run game is something that sticks out. Very, very exciting football team that we've watched this year.
Thank you, Clay.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Joey Kaufman from Orange County Register. Your line is now open.
Clay, when you guys woke up this morning and were looking at the selection committee rankings, were you expecting to be closer to the playoff? Were you kind of surprised you were 8? What was kind of, or did you kind of think you'd probably end up in one of the other bowl games? I guess kind of what were your expectations this morning?
Well, you knew you were going to be excited because you were going to be part of the January 6th bowls. And again, Joey, like I said, you're trying to put your best foot forward, your best resume forward, and see where it falls with the committee. And, you know, I think that when you're putting our resume together from a strength of schedule, playing 9 conference games and having the ability to play a Notre Dame and a Texas, to be able to win a conference championship, to have a great finish in November, you've put together a really solid resume and one that should be considered, and I believe that was. We ended up in the final, in the final 8 teams in the country as far as the ranking, and the committee had a hard job. They had several good football teams this year that were vying for those spots. We're proud of our resume and proud of where we sit today.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Hokey from 11 Warriors. Go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
Clay, it was just you mentioned that kind of, a lot of the things that you were impressed of with Ohio State. Are they a team that you watch often over the course of the season?
Yeah, like I said before, we typically play a lot of evening games on the West Coast here at USC. So you get to watch football basically all day on Saturday. And Ohio State is one of those teams that you turn on each and every time you get the opportunity. And just have been blown away by their football team, how they produced wins, but really how they finished games too. Even that game last night, I thought they did a terrific job of how they perform in the fourth quarter. And they were a very fun team to watch this year, and it was neat to follow them as we went through the season.
As you've been in, your first couple seasons as a head coach at USC, and you look at someone like Urban Meyer, are there things you see that he does as a coach that you've tried to model after yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a legend. As a young coach growing up, I think all of us tried to model ourselves after Coach Meyer. Wherever he's been, he's had success. And the one thing that I think I've really taken away from Coach Meyer is how he builds relationships with his players. That's evident when you see him around his guys. And I think that's a big part of college football today. It's something that I've tried to emulate with our players. And you can see that's something that he's had for a long time, whether he was at Utah, Florida, or now Ohio State. He finds ways to capture his players and make them play at the highest level.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jimmy Birch from Cotton Bowl. Go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
Yes, this is for both of the coaches. Obviously, there's a great deal of history between these two schools. I was wondering if both of you could reflect on the first time you saw a USC Ohio State game? What stood out?
Well, I'll go ahead and answer that one first. I remember back in 1979 that when Earl Bruce took over for Woody Hayes, and they had a chance to go win the national championship. And I remember the tailback was, I believe, Charles White. It was a one-point game, and that I just remember watching that. I grew up an Ohio State fan, so I've always had great respect for the Rose Bowl and these two teams playing against each other. And then when I was at Notre Dame, I had an opportunity to coach every year against USC, and I love that stadium. I love the tradition, and has always been one of my favorite places, just when you hear the fights on and et cetera. So just a lot of respect for USC and obviously this game.
Yeah, definitely. For me, it's those classic Rose Bowl matchups of an elite Big Ten team coming together with an elite Pac-12 team coming together. And I think that's what makes this game so exciting, is to have these two great universities coming together to compete. It's going to be a lot of fun, and both teams hold great tradition, and I know both fan bases are excited to get back together again.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Weber from USCFootball.com. Go ahead with your question. Your line is now open.
Yeah, Clay, you talked about because of the night games and the way the schedule works, you get to see Ohio State, play a lot. Do you think with finishing eighth today, and you talked about your resume, which, really is a good resume, is there something that the Pac-12 maybe needs, to do to deal with maybe other people getting to see your resume, the way you see it? Are there some things that, and maybe not playing as many late night games, things like that?
I've said before, Dan, we're in a television-driven market, and, you don't worry about things that you can't control, and TV is one of them. We know that we're going to have to play some Thursday, Friday, Saturday night ball games, and it's our job as coaches and as a team, to go out and win those games. How do we take the next step forward is, to eliminate probably two losses again, be conference champions and try to increase that resume profile the best that we can. We produced a good one this year. It wasn't quite good enough, but we did take a huge step forward. And we'll just continue trying to become a better program and a better team. I think the more times you win and the more opportunities that you put yourself out there, you're going to create that resume that hopefully gets you in.
And for Coach Meyer, do you get to see USC play the late night games the way they get to see you play when they're waiting for their game?
Well, I'm a lot like Clay, that if I have that opportunity, I do. We played a lot of night games ourselves, so we're getting home late. And so I have not seen a bunch of USC games, but just because of the one thing is after about 10:30, it's hard for me to stay awake anymore. But when they're on, I love to watch.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim May from the Columbus Dispatch. Your line is now open.
Yeah, it's Jim May, but that's close enough. Urban, what's it like at age 53 to be called a legend by a fellow head coach?
Why did I know you were going to ask that question, Tim? just means I've been around for a while, and Clay and I actually, Coach Elton and I have actually get to know each other on the Nike trip, and he's got a wonderful wife and seems like a great person. So I look forward to competing against him, but also have great respect for him as a coach.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, obviously you guys are two legendary traditional rich places. You've gotten to know with Coach Elton, what stands out about him in your mind about the job he's done there? Obviously, they had some tough times earlier, and they've kind of rebounded from that.
Well, I don't know how much tough times they won the Rose Bowl last year. They won the Pac-12 again this year. So when I hear that, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Well, I was just meaning I was meaning what happened after, you know, there in the mid-2000s when they had some problems and they've rebuilt themselves. But, yeah, him personally, what just stands out about the job he does?
Oh, he wins games and wins conference titles. I respect people, you know, I respect people that have a job to do and they do it very well. And that's my opinion of Coach Helton.
Thank you, man.
Your next question comes from the line of Ben Batty from Dallas Morning News. Your line is now open.
Hey, y'all. My question for each coach, I guess the same one. First, Clay, and then Urban. You know, y'all were obviously candidates for that number four spot, you know, having did what y'all did in y'all's respective conferences. How do you go about the next day preparing your guys for kind of the chaos that unfolds on Sunday, and how do you get them excited for a game that might not be a semifinal game?
Well, I think the first thing that sticks out to me is the quality of opponent that you're going to get to face, and having a chance to go to a great city like Dallas, Texas, and to be a part of a historic bowl like the Cotton Bowl. That's not too hard to get fired up for. It's USC versus Ohio State. That alone is going to excite your football team. These are two programs that got a lot of pride and want to do well for their fan bases, and to have that opportunity to compete against a great football team, a Big Ten championship football team. I don't know how much more exciting you can get than that.
Urban?
Well, I have not had a chance to visit. I sent a group text out. We got in real late last night, and I'm going to be on the road recruiting, but I saw a couple of the guys, and there'll be zero issue. This is a team that we live by a brotherhood, that they love each other, they care for each other, and they're going to go play their best. So was there a disappointment? I'm sure there was. You know, we had a little conversation in the locker room after the game last night. We had a job to do. We did it. And now that we get a chance to go to, we had great memories of going down to Dallas, Texas. I still have many guys on our team that was down there before we were played. But the minute you say the University of Southern Cal, that gets your attention. Everyone knows they're the champions of their conference. And the one thing about our players, they're excited to represent each other in Ohio State. And that's all you can ask from a team.
Or if not, what are some of the things you've seen from Ohio State that they kind of scare you a little bit?
Well, just the balance jumps out at you right at first. You know, you're talking about JT Barrett, who's thrown 35 touchdowns on the year, but then you combine it with a 1,300-yard rusher and J.K. Dobbins, as well as a tremendous runner in Mike Weber. So that balance on offense that's producing 500-plus yards a game is something that sticks out. They're very, very hard to defend. One, because they can throw the ball down the field. Two, they have a very good running game that not only includes the running backs, but also includes JT, who's rushing for 700-plus yards. So it's a group that makes you defend every inch of the grass of the field, and has fabulous athletes across the board.